Our story begins with a very strange sound, the drums of a jungle beginning to pound. Now imagine a sky.
I'll imagine bright blue.
It's the jungle of Nuul.
Near the river Waloo.
Now, think of an elephant lumbering through.
Horton!
Yes, Horton!
Horton hears a who.
On the 15th of May, in the jungle of Nuul, in the heat of the day, in the cool of the pool, he was splashing,
splash,
enjoying the jungle's great joys when Horton the elephant,
Horton the elephant,
Horton the elephant,
heard a small noise.
Help! Help!
So Horton stopped splashing. He looked toward the sound.
That's funny,
thought Horton.
There's no one around.
Then he heard it again, just a very faint yelp,
as if some tiny person were calling for help.
Help!
I'll help you,
said Horton.
But who are you and where?
He looked and he looked. He could see nothing there
but a small speck of dust blowing past,
whoosh,
through the air.
I say, how confusing. I've never heard tell of a small speck of dust that is able to yell. So you know what I think? Why, I think there must be someone on top of that small speck of dust. Some poor little person who's shaking with fear that he'll blow in the pool. He has no way to steer. He's alone in the universe. I'll just have to save him because, after all, a person's a person. No matter how small, a person's a person. No matter how small.
What a poo, what a da da poo, what a poo poo.
So gently and using the greatest of care, the elephant stretched his great trunk through the air, and he lifted the dust speck and carried it over and placed it down
safe.